Cable One has certainly been in the news, and our news here at KFGO and KFGO.com, they've removed 15 Viacom channels from their lineup, and they are adding new channels to their lineup. The general manager is Scott Gaston. He joins us in our KFGO studios. He's at the front lines, and he's going to take your calls today as well. Hello, Scott.
Hey, happy to be here, Sandy.
It's good to see you. Boy, this is difficult to part ways with Viacom. Is there any hope for your relationship to be mended?
You just never know who's going to show up at the dance.
So what happened?
Well, you know, our contract expired yesterday at midnight, and they were asking for a 100% increase in their rate. And we know our video customers don't have an endless supply of money to throw out the door, so we started to negotiate and negotiated hard and fairly, and things just didn't work out. So we've got to move on. Now, I'm not saying sometime down the road something might happen, but we've got replacement networks all queued up, and some of them are already lit up on the system right now. We're just waiting for two more and updating the guide. So we're moving forward.
Well, we have a caller standing by. We have open phone lines for Scott Gaston. If you have any questions, 237-5948, 800-880-5346. We'll find out which stations have been removed, which stations will be added. And also, I'm sure people are going to be very curious about adjustments on their bill. And so we'll get into those things in a moment. But Wayne, you're on KFGO with Scott Gaston. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I have a question to ask Mr. Gaston.
Sure.
And I was a longtime Cable One subscriber, and I don't hesitate in saying I have left. And my question is why you dropped UND Hockey when you were offered to get it on your system in Fargo. That was the icing on the cake for me, and I have since left.
Okay. All right. Very good, Wayne. Thank you.
Well, here we are on a different subject altogether. It's all about content, Wayne, and our programming is not, you know, a monopoly anymore. As you know, we're more of a commodity nowadays, and people can find programming where they want to. We know that UND decided to transition from their old video model to a new video model and a different provider, and we couldn't reach terms with the new video provider, and we knew people had other options to see the games, not only on networks that we already carry on a digital basis on Fox Sports College, some of them, but also with online streaming, which is really the new video model.
Mm-hmm. It is indeed. And I imagine that is where those channels that we've lost on cable, we can find on any number of services, I would think.
Yeah. And I mean, even the Viacom networks are a lot of their programming still available via streaming and other video.
And channels. Online.
Yeah.
So we have a text message for Scott Gaston. Why do we always lose the channels, then wait a week for replacements? Maybe you can enlighten us on that one, Scott.
Good question. You know, when we got in our dispute with Turner last fall, it took several days to get those temporary replacement networks up, and simply because our digital format is done on a national basis, so those, you know, things can't happen overnight, and we need to get things authorized and contracts signed and things like that. So this time we were much more prepared. So yes, the channels went dark at midnight Eastern time on Monday evening, but today they're lit up. The new replacement networks are lit up.
The replacements are all lit up.
Except for two, yeah.
Which two?
Sprout and TV One, which I believe are going to be activated sometime this afternoon. So by the end of the day, we should be good to go on all the replacement networks.
There's a couple there that Sprout. I don't know that I've heard of Sprout, but we'll get into that in a minute. But
sure.
Now, which ones are we losing? Which ones have we lost?
Let's see. CMT, Spike, Nickelodeon, Comedy, TV Land, VH1, MTV on the standard cable.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick Jr., Nick Toons, Nick Teen, VH1 Classic, MTV Hits, and MTV 2, and Centric. and on the digital.
And what about the did you say the Comedy Channel?
Yeah.
You did mention the Comedy Channel.
Yeah, he knows that you watch
because
it all the time.
Because that is just stuck on.
He just said it real quick. Comedy.
You need to say it really quick.
Sandy, you're just going to have to change your viewing habits.
Well, I guess I'll just have to find it online, which is, it is there, right? I mean, it's,
yeah,
you
I mean,
can even go to their website and find it.
You can go to our website, stopprogramminghikes.com, and we have a video tool to find where different programs are located at.
Tell us which ones now have been added.
Okay, added Sprout.
Kids, what is Sprout?
Kids Network.
Okay.
In replace of Nickelodeon, kind of kids, you know, service. National Geographic. We call it Nat Geo.
All right, now we used to get that on regular, right?
No.
We paid for
I
that.
I pay extra for that,
oh,
baby.
Oh, yes, yes,
yeah.
I get that,
yeah.
Too.
So
okay,
that's going
yes.
from a digital tier down to our standard service.
So we won't have to pay for that anymore that we have.
If that's what you had the digital service for,
okay,
you can now save some more money.
We'll
TV
get to that.
One. That probably is closest related to BET, which we did not carry, but Centric is also a channel based for African-American adults.
Okay, all right.
Fox Sports 1, that was highly requested on our standard lineup, so we're moving that down from our digital tier. As you know, Fox Sports 1 carried the home opener or the football opener, NDSU versus K-State last
year. Yes, yes.
Yeah. So, Hallmark Channel, highly requested. We had that.
Seriously?
As one of our temporary networks last time that we had it on. Moved it back to the digital service, and it's been really highly requested. So,
okay.
Family-oriented
Where do
program.
Those people live, Scott?
Yeah. Where do they live?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, I'm
good
kidding.
Question.
Well, I
All
think
over.
Next to Lifetime, Hallmark is my favorite.
And then Sundance Channel, I see. That's great. I love that one.
FXX is another replacement network. BBC America.
What's on BBC America? Is that just news, or is that?
It's a British... entertainment channel. It's
oh,
got
it
everything. It's
oh,
got
okay,
comedy.
Cool.
It's got series. It has
oh,
all kinds of
all right,
programming.
Cool.
On it, so.
All right. We have to take a break. We
sure.
have markets. We do. Well, let's take a call quickly.
Hi, John. You're on KFGO with Scott Gestin.
Hello. I have a question for Scott. And I'm sorry if it's already been asked. You know, we hear about this happening all the time with ESPN, or I think it was Fox at one time, and Dish lost, I don't even remember what channel it was, like Weather Channel or something like that. Why do they ask for like 100% increases? I mean, how do you get away with that?
Oh, good question.
Good question. I guess if you don't ask, you won't receive, right? And, you know, you got to negotiate, and you're only as good as your negotiations.
And I imagine Viacom is negotiating with all kinds of services like Hulu and other services. Would that be right or no?
Yes, but more so with cable satellite providers.
Okay.
And they've
all
had
right.
disputes with them before
okay.
as well.
Cable One General Manager Scott Gestin, our guest. And Scott, we only have like a couple minutes left, and I want to ask you about billing. Is that going to be altered or changed in any way?
Not at this moment, because, you know, the networks were replaced within a short amount of time. So, you know, unlike the Turner thing where we issued a credit where they were off about a month.
Okay.
So.
And Don Haney asked Scott about a la carte channels. Could that ever be in our future where we can design the channels that we want to watch?
Great question. You know, we're making a bet on the video future here with this move, okay, with the Viacom drop.
Mm-hmm. Meaning what?
Meaning the content providers view the future much different than we do. We view it as, okay, our customers don't have endless amounts of money to throw at cable programming.
Mm-hmm.
They view it as, we're going to go in and ask for, you know, triple-digit rate increases on these guys until they can't do it anymore. And but we're betting in 6 years that things are going to change drastically. People are going to be getting their programming from other sources, over the top, online streaming, which they already are. There are many cable companies that are already that already have more internet customers than they do video customers.
Sure.
Oh, so well. That trend is changing.
I bet it is.
So we'll see who's right.
Cable One is maneuvering some channels. We've lost a couple. What has been the general reaction from your customers?
It's been mixed. You know, honestly, there's been some people that are, you know, really wound up, and then there's been some people that are very, very supportive. So we're making this change, and we're hanging our hat on it.
I bet you people with young kids you might be hearing more from with losing the Nickelodeons.
But we've got Sprout.
But you've got Sprout.
Yeah,
all right, very good.
Just BBC America. Have you ever tried to listen to those people? I mean, you can't understand a word they say. They've got a different word for everything, Scott.
I think they do, and it may be a chance for us to learn something from them, huh?
Scott Gaston, thank you so much for coming in and joining us, answering questions today on the Jack and Sandy Show. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.